Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Deep Dive. Today, we're taking a bit of a fascinating turn, actually. We're stepping away from the usual, you know, dense reports and studies. Instead, we're focusing on just one piece of source material, this really delightful kid's story, the Martian Leaf Pile Adventure. And our mission today, well, it's not just to retell the story. We want to do a kind of quick dive, really unpack how something this simple teaches some big lessons, lessons about working together, being curious, sharing things, things that matter way beyond the playground, right? Think of it like we're kind of reverse engineering a great teaching tool.
Yeah, it's actually perfect for this kind of analysis because it's so simple. You know, when you look at basic human stuff, curiosity, trying things, failing, sometimes you see it clearest when it's stripped down like this. This story, well, it sets up this whole idea of solving problems together across galaxies even, almost right away.
Okay, let's paint the picture then. The basic idea, for anyone who hasn't heard it, is pretty classic autumn stuff. Kids in a town called Willowbrook doing their yearly thing, jumping in leaf piles.
Yeah.
Fun, right? But this year, things get interesting. Their tradition gets interrupted by, well, a spaceship landing right in the middle of their park. And out come our main characters, two Martians, just like you'd imagine, shiny helmets, antennas wiggling. And the story says their eyes were as wide as saucers. But what's really key is why they showed up. It wasn't just to look around.
Exactly. That's what grabbed me. One of the Martians, Zila, she just comes right out and says it. They traveled like an unbelievable distance for one specific reason, to learn about leaf jumping, Earth leaf jumping. Mm-hmm. That's not just random sightseeing, is it? It's like targeted cultural research. It really says something about what these Martians value, that learning a fun tradition firsthand is worth, well, interstellar travel.
Mm. But is it pure curiosity? Or is it a bit like, you know, tourists just watching a local custom? The story seems to suggest they really wanted to get involved because they tried jumping almost immediately.
Oh, absolutely. And that matters because their first tries show the problems they ran into right away. Their gear, their spacesuits, they just weren't right for it. Too stiff, too rigid. The kids told them exactly what to do. Rake the leaves, make a pile, jump. Simple instructions. But the Martians, they just kind of bounced right off.
Right. And the way this story describes it, it's hilarious. Pure slapstick. One Martian lands kersplash in the fountain. The other one ends up tangled in a tree branch. Mm-hmm. It's funny, yeah, but it's also showing something, isn't it? Their system, their suits, just didn't work with this new situation, this soft, messy leaf pile.
Precisely. That failure part is great fun for kids reading it, but for us looking at it, it's the key moment before they figure things out. The suits are almost like a metaphor, aren't they, for being stuck in your ways or not having the right tools. They were ready for space, sure, but not for jumping in leaves. And because they failed so spectacularly, everyone saw it, it forced them to work together to find a solution.
Okay, so attempt one, total flop. Wet Martians. Martians and trees. The tradition needs adjusting. How did they get from that total failure to actually making it work? Well, the idea comes from one of the kids, Max. And it's pretty logical, really. Simple physics, almost. He sees the problem. They weren't sinking into the leaves.
Mm-hmm.
So his solution? Martians need a bigger pile. Much bigger. It's a brilliant little piece of, like, on-the-spot engineering.
And this is where it shifts from just helping out to, you know, real teamwork. Distributed problem solving, you could call it. The kids didn't make the Martians change their suits. How could they? Instead, the kids changed the environment to fit the Martians. Smart. The whole group gets involved, raking and piling, building what the story calls the tallest, fluffiest mountain of leaves the park had ever seen.
So it's more than just let's work together. It's about changing the setup, not just the person trying. They all pitched in for this big shared goal. And the payoff for all that work, the second jump attempt. Yeah, and the description is great. The Martians take this giant leap, and finally they actually go into the leaves, and the sound effect is perfect. B-O-I-ing. That sound tells you they finally got that squishy, immersive feeling.
That success isn't just a happy ending, though. It shows that adapting the approach worked, and the result, this explosion of leaves, like a rainbow of leaves flying into the sky like confetti.
Yeah.
That's not just making a mess, it's like a celebration, a mix of Earth autumn and Martian excitement. And the Martians are just thrilled, shouting, best sport ever.
And this is my absolute favorite bit because it shows they totally got it. The story makes a point of saying that after they jumped, their helmets were full of crunchy leaves. They weren't just observers anymore. They were in it, literally feeling and hearing the crunch. That's real success, isn't it? Teaching someone something so completely.
Exactly right. They understood it in their heads, the steps, but they also got it physically. The feel, the sound, the fall. They went from watching to doing, finishing that whole cycle of learning something new from another culture.
Okay, so moving on from the big jump scene to how the story wraps up. This part gives us a lot to think about. They've mastered leaf jumping. So what did they do next before heading home? Well, they decided to take the tradition with them. Before the rocket took off, they used some kind of beam and zapped up a whole load of earth leaves, filled up a part of their ship. It wasn't just saying thanks. They were taking the actual stuff needed for the tradition.
That's the ultimate compliment, really, adopting it and wanting to spread it. They didn't just take a memory. They took the raw materials to copy the fun. And their big announcement as they left confirms it. They were going to start the very first Martian leaf pile on planet Red Rock.
Ah.
So those kids, just by sharing a simple game, basically starting a whole new tradition on another planet. Amazing.
Right. This is where we pull it all together. What are the big takeaways here? The lessons packed into this little story, not just for kids, but for anyone, really, learning new things or teaching others.
Well, I see three main ideas we can pull out. First, it's a great picture of cultural exchange working both ways. The Earth kids shared their fun, and the Martians promised to take it home and keep it going, like a cosmic cultural handshake based on pure fun.
And the second thing goes back to why the Martians came in the first place. That drive to be curious. They went to a lot of trouble, traveled so far, just to experience something. It reminds you that real discovery, real learning, often means making an effort. Maybe messing up at first, but being willing to try.
And Max's idea, the bigger pile, that's a fantastic lesson in teaching and adapting. When things weren't working, those stiff suits, the answer wasn't to blame the Martians. It was to change the situation, make the pile bigger so they could succeed. That's really fundamental to good teaching, isn't it? Adjusting things to help the learner.
So yeah, we go beyond just be curious or share your toys. It's deeper. It's about adapting, how you teach, how different cultures can connect, even the logistics of spreading joy. And because the Martians took the leaves, it's not just a one-off, it's set up to last.
Absolutely. The story's main message is often quoted. Sharing what you love can spread joy far beyond your own world. Simple, but powerful. But when you break it down like we just did, that joy depends on a few key things happening. Real curiosity, facing failure and figuring it out, and working together to adapt. If any of those pieces were missing, well, there'd be no leaf piles on planet Red Rock.
That was actually a really satisfying deep dive into what looked like just a simple kid's story. Amazing, really. We went from a park in Willowbrook to thinking about interstellar cultural exchange through leaf piles. It just shows that sometimes the biggest ideas come in the simplest packages.
It really does. And it gives you a way to think about things, doesn't it? So maybe the next time you run into something new, a different custom, a weird process, maybe even just a new game, remember those Martians and the leaves. You might need to be willing to change your own approach, maybe build your own bigger pile, metaphorically speaking, to really understand it, to really connect. How much you're willing to adapt might just decide how far the joy you share can actually travel.